Hey, Betties. Welcome to the Better Podcast. It's your host, Dr. Stephanie. It is geeky magic time where I step away from the interviews and just talk to you. It's just going to be me and you today. And these episodes, I'm going to bring you personal insights, frequently asked questions, topic du jour in a more condensed, quick, and actionable way. I go hard on the geek, wrap it up with sprinkles and magic for you to do and be better. All right, Betties, over the next several weeks, and if you listen to last week's Geeky Magic, you will know a little bit about this, but I am going to be giving you a behind-the-scenes look at my upcoming book, The Betty Body, named after you for you. And in this series, we are going to go chapter by chapter, and this is going to be part story time, part behind the scenes, part director's cut of each chapter. And I'll share things that are not in the book, that are not mentioned in the book, and they're just not going to be available anywhere else except on these geeky magics that I'm doing. And it's just going to be letting you in on the behind the scenes on the birth of the book. So
one of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest, where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin's surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure, and that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart.
Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week, per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com. This chapter, we are talking today about chapter 2, and the title of chapter 2 is stressed spelled backwards is desserts. And this is the chapter where we start wading into the science pool. And before hitting you with the 230 references and all the metabolic pathways, I wanted to share more about the origin of my story and just truly how long I have been dealing with period problems. It's literally been decades. And I remember I must have been about 17, maybe 16 or 17, and getting my period. I was in a shopping mall, as 16 and 17 year olds used to do. And I was just bowled over in the car after getting my period. And I was in so much pain. I could not drive home. Like, I was just in the back seat in the fetal position. So I just sat in the car literally for hours in that fetal position until I felt like I could drive home for the, you know, 10 or 15 minutes that it took to do so from the mall. And yeah, I wanted to make sure that that was really captured. And the chapter title, as you'll find in many of the chapter titles in the book, have a little cheekiness, a little humor to them. The reasoning for
the hilarious titles are multifold. One, I consider myself hilarious. And if you don't know, now you do. And two, I also wanted to recognize that I used to take myself so seriously, man. And if I was stressed, I would turn to food and I would totally punish myself for it. And, you know, now when I think about that former version of myself, that young woman, I look at her with such love and compassion. Like, I was so lost. I was young and I was just doing the best that I could with the tools that I didn't have. So with that said, here is an excerpt from chapter 2, Stressed Spelled Backwards Spells Dessert.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster. And of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount. That is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
The morning after my final exam of my first year of university, I remember waking up and looking at myself in the mirror. It was officially summer for me, and I barely recognized my reflection. My skin was sallow and I had large circles under my eyes. My belly was bloated and I had put on a lot of weight in my belly, in my bum, and my thighs. I looked aged, I looked tired, I looked sickly. When did this happen? Baggy jogging pants had certainly helped to hide the changes as they happened because they never got too tight the way my jeans did. And I had barely noticed my body screaming for my attention. I had gained 25 pounds in 9 months. It was not so much the weight gain that bothered me, but it was the constant feeling of being hot, inflamed, and tired all over my body. My joints were weary from lugging around the weight that did not belong on my frame. I had no energy, and I felt the hunt of chasing grades had run its toll on me. I was determined to figure out how to get my weight under control that summer. Even in the face of such drastic weight change, this was only partially motivated by vanity. I was still so insane about forcing myself to get great grades that I reasoned, albeit correctly, that being lighter would give me more energy and therefore a competitive advantage. Oh, Steffi. I thought I'd be sharper and I could get even better grades than I did last term. What can I say? Some things, I'm a real quick study. The art of loving myself for the sake of loving myself, well, that has been a long, slow process. During that summer, I learned about leptin, the hormone that signals you to stop eating. I had registered to take 2 more summer classes. I mean, no surprise there, right? 2 months off school and enjoy the sunshine and relax? No thanks. So I was sitting all by my lonesome in the library one day, poring over my student subscription to PubMed, and I came across a study that examined the sex differences for a hormone called leptin. Leptin is a hormone that makes you put the fork down. When leptin works normally, the process should look something like this. Eat food, your adipose tissue or your fat releases leptin, the brain picks up those signals, and you stop eating. Leptin is a way for our fat cells to communicate with our brain. And we want our fat cells to be talking to our brain constantly so it can report on how much fat we have and whether or not we need to eat more or less food. It's a beautiful system when all the checks and balances are in order. For example, when we have a large meal or our fat stores are high, we want our fat cells to tell our brain to put the fork down so that we can use the stored energy we have in our bodies instead of taking more energy in the form of food. Leptin says, put the fork down, girl. However, with women, we are particularly susceptible to something called leptin resistance. This means that as you gain more fat cells, more leptin circulates in the blood, but your brain becomes numb to the signal. In other words, you don't put the fork down because you don't feel full yet. And if your brain is numb to leptin, you will continue eating. So from here, that's the end of the excerpt. From here, I go on a geeky magic carpet ride into the sympathetic nervous system, how it affects menstruation, lab work and lab values in terms of leptin, in terms of a bunch of other sympathetic markers, when to test, how to test, what they all mean, and of course, a few more goodies. So I hope that you enjoyed chapter 2, my little behind the scenes director's cut of chapter 2, and we'll see you next week for chapter 3.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. For those of you who want to continue on this week's Geeky Magic Carpet Ride with me, visit bettershow.co/show notes. You'll find research, links, summary notes, musings that I prepared in preparation for the podcast, and I often throw in some of my best practices, bonuses, and links. All the juicy bits are in there for you. And now for the obligatory legal and medical disclaimer. This podcast is for general information only, and the advice, recommendations we discuss do not replace medicine, chiropractic, or any other primary healthcare provider's advice, treatment, or care. In the consumption of this podcast, there is no doctor-patient relationship formed. And the use and implementation of the information discussed are at the sole discretion of the listener. The information and opinions shared on this podcast are not intended to be a substitute for primary care, diagnosis, or treatment.